I founded the company back in 2021 when I was looking to merge my culinary profession with my personal connection to individuals with disabilities.
Packed with incredible flavor and a dense, crispy texture, our snacks will have you tripping off the taste.
You take our awesome reusable bottle and you fill it to the line with water. You pour in our top secret sauce powder and you shake to get all the sauces that you have come to know and love.
Co-founder Kim Pabla and I started Tiny Spreads Foods to help fellow parents easily nourish their children and combat the daily stresses of picky eating.
Welcome to the Startup CPG podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Freitag. A couple weeks ago, Startup CPG hosted the second annual Shelfie Awards, where we recognized 14 brands across 13 categories. We'll be talking with more of the finalists and winners in the coming months on the show, but I wanted to give you all a chance to briefly meet each of our lovely winners. Today's episode is a special format with clips submitted by each winning brand. I'll still be here listening along with you and adding my two cents. If you haven't listened to episode number 61 yet from a couple weeks back, Jenna from the Startup CPG team and I discuss how the Shelfie Awards work and trends across the different submissions. So be sure to give that a listen as well if you like hearing about these up-and-coming rockstar products. I'm about to hop on a plane to Philadelphia to cover Expo East for you, so I'll have a roundup for you on that soon as well. If you're listening to this on the way to Expo East yourself, make sure to stop by the Startup CPG booth and say hi. I look forward to hearing about you trying our Shelfie winner products. Make sure to tag Startup CPG on Instagram, and there's links in the show notes to all the winners' websites. But before we hear from our winners, I want to share more information about Mondelez International's Snack Features Collab program because applications are open right now. Let's hear from Rachel, CEO of Popcorn for the People, a Collab program alum, about how Collab was so much more than she expected.
Day one, we kind of just thought this would be a like a rah-rah kind of thing, but like it was that, but so much more. Learning that you're not alone in how we feel about things and doing this company and just working with everyone else and sharing your experiences has been so satisfying because we got a sense of community now.
For the 2023 Collab cohort, Mondelez International is looking for startup snack brands who are delicious and disruptive, have won the attention of retailers and consumers, and have at least $1 million in annual revenue. Last cohort, three brands selected for the program were from our Startup CPG community, so this could be you. To learn more after this episode, head to Apply Collab, that's applycolab.com, to complete the application to be a part of Collab or grab the link in the show notes. Now let's hear from our Shelfie winners. Up first, let's hear from Nowhere Bakery, winner of the Best Baked Good with their chocolate chip cookies. Strangely enough, a couple weeks before the Shelfies, my sister-in-law had texted me, "You have to try these cookies," saying they were hands down the best cookies she'd had in her life. I looked at them, thought they looked incredible, but assumed they weren't gluten-free. Then during the Shelfie Awards, I realized they were gluten-free and my mind was blown. I absolutely cannot wait to try. Plus, I got to e-meet the founders in the post-awards Zoom mixer, which was so fun. Make sure to check out their Instagram. Just today, they announced a new collaboration with Rachel's Good Eats and Coconut Colt that sounds incredible. Let's hear a little more from Safira about Nowhere Bakery.
My name is Safira with Nowhere Bakery. We make better-for-you, allergen-friendly cookies and brownies that taste just as indulgent as those filled with flour, eggs, butter, and refined sugar. When I developed gut issues in my early 20s, I had to remove all the fun stuff from my diet, but my sweet tooth would not quit. When I met my husband Maurizio, my co-founder, we bonded over our love of dessert and were always torn between deciding on what to enjoy. He had a less sensitive system than me and more traditional taste buds. A dessert that catered to both of our needs was nowhere to be found, so I took it upon myself to create it.
Next up, the winner of Best Branding, Uproot Teas. I had the chance to sample Uproot Teas at Expo West, and the branding really stuck with me, even after seeing thousands more products. Plus, as a major tea drinker, I loved all the teas and got to meet Cindy, who was actually a speaker at Expo East in a few days. Let's hear from Cindy right now a little bit of the story behind Uproot.
Hi, my name is Cindy Lee with Uproot Teas. I partner directly with Sustainable Family Tea Farms to handcraft loose leaf teas in small batches. And our mission is to celebrate and elevate delicious loose leaf teas that are grown regeneratively and organically, and also the farmers and growers who actually create them. I decided to start Uproot Teas during the pandemic after leaving my corporate management consulting job because I have always loved tea my entire life. My family comes from China, and I grew up viewing tea as a vehicle for connection with my family, my heritage, myself, and with nature. And I started to notice in college that there weren't any great loose leaf tea brands in the US. So I decided to write my senior economics thesis about the global commodity tea trade and why that is. After I left my corporate job during COVID, I went to work on a family tea farm in Hawaii to learn more about the production, growing, and harvesting side of tea. And it was such a magical and beautiful learning experience. And thereafter was when I decided to start Uproot Teas. And now I have three amazing farm partners in Japan, Hawaii, and Vermont. And I love it.
Last year, G's Dry Hard Ginger Beer was actually a Shelfie finalist for Best Alcohol Beverage, and this year took home the prize with their Wild One SKU, which features ginger, mint, and lime. In 2021, Americans spent $72 billion on alcohol, so I can't wait to see G's start to take pieces of that share. Let's hear a little from Donna about her story.
G'day, my name is Donna Katz, and I'm the founder of G's Hard Ginger Beer in San Francisco's Bay Area, crafting clean alcohol options that support active, healthier lifestyles. In 2013, I desired to be closer to the land, so I moved to Napa Valley, where I started dry farming a small block of grapevines organically by hand. It was farming that opened my eyes to what it really means to care for the land, and winemaking that piqued my interest into the nutritious side of fermentation. I specifically started fermenting ginger for my own gut health, combining foraged and seasonal ingredients, and was blown away at the incredible taste and quality. Real ingredients and absolutely no remaining sugar. Then the Aussie in me was like, geez, why isn't there any alcohol in these superb beverages? And why can't I buy these? And that's when I decided to roll up my sleeves and create these delicious dry hard ginger beers. G's is a familiar household beverage doing it differently. And we are first to market in 2018 with a new category of ginger-based beverage alcohol. Every shelf-stable G's is gluten-free, plant-based, and fermented to dry, which means there's no remaining sugar and we don't add sugar or sweeteners, and absolutely never any artificial ingredients. Our 4.5% ABV cans are a mere 87 calories, and we choose organic first for our 100% real fruits, botanicals, and spices, as we believe there are better and cleaner ways to enjoy a beverage. Cheers.
We had our first tie in a category this year for best supplements. Our judges loved both winners so much and just couldn't choose. Both feature mushrooms, but in really unique different ways. Let's first hear from Hone, who won with their mushroom matcha.
Hi, my name is Chris Gonzalez with Hone Mushrooms. We make the best mushroom matcha for the productive health nut. For you, nothing should matter more than getting shit done while feeling amazing. I was on Adderall in college. I felt stiff, vacant, and stuck. Coffee, energy drinks, and nootropics were not effective for helping me wean off, so we decided to make something that gave us healthy energy, focus, long-term health benefits, and of course, tasted good. We use full servings of the best ingredients, there's zero sugar, and Hone costs less than your morning cup of coffee at Starbucks. I now drink Hone every single day, I no longer use Adderall, and I feel amazing. Check us out.
Now let's hear from Mojo Microdose, who won with their Mushroom Soft Chews.
Hey, I'm Stephanie Nieto, co-founder of Proguela, and our product Mojo Microdose. We're a completely legal microdosing gummy. Our customers report a profound impact on their ability to focus for 5 to 8 hours, regulate their mood, reduce their brain fog, and lead productive lifestyles. Our team created Mojo as a way to make psychedelic benefits accessible to everyone.
While we're talking about mushrooms, our best snack was Papadelics with their Trippin' Truffle Parm SKU. If you listen to any of our episodes with Seth Goldman about Eat the Change's mushroom jerky, you know that mushrooms are a fascinating and sustainable ingredient. I'm so excited to see founders like Marilyn creating new delicious ways to get mushrooms into our diet. Let's hear from her now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Marilyn Yang, and I'm the co-founder and CEO of Fungal Snacks, the parent company of Papadelics. I know we just met, but there's pretty much only two things you need to know about me. One, I love mushrooms, and two, I love snacking. It hit me during COVID that mushrooms are notably absent from today's snacking landscape. I mean, if there's cauliflower chips and kale chips, then why shouldn't there be mushroom chips, too? Papadelics aren't just a snack, they're an experience. When I founded Papadelics, our goal was to come up with a better-for-you snack that actually tastes good. Packed with incredible flavor and a dense, crispy texture, our snacks will have you tripping off the taste. To produce its signature crunch, Papadelics leverages a unique cooking method called vacuum frying, which allows foods to cook at much lower temperatures while also absorbing less oil and retaining more of their color, nutrients, texture, and flavor. Papadelics are also vegan and non-GMO. Papadelics is currently available in three addictive mouth-watering flavors, Trippin' Truffle Parm, Twisted Thai Chili, and Rad Rosemary and Salt. Purchases also support the Fungal Snacks Foundation, a charitable organization we also founded that supports various causes centered around health and wellness. As for Fungal Snacks, Papadelics are only the beginning. We plan to become a platform for innovative snacks that harness the benefits of mushrooms and other underloved veggies. In the meantime, I can't wait for you to transport your taste buds to a new dimension in snacking with Papadelics.
We had so many submissions for our plant-based category this year. And this year's winner of Best Plant-Based was Funky Mellow with their Vanilla Marshmallow Cream. I've also heard incredible reviews of their cookie SKU, and all their flavors are top 8 allergen-free while being plant-based. I'm obsessed with marshmallow cream personally and just can't wait to try Funky Mellow's version. Let's hear from the founding team.
Hi, I'm Delisa.
I'm Zach.
And we are the founders of Funky Mellow. So we created plant-based marshmallow cream. It is the best marshmallow you will ever have in your life. And what are the great uses?
You can put it in your coffee. You can use it as a fruit dip, pancake, waffle topping, or just eat it as a snack because they all are delicious.
So we have a bunch of dietary restrictions. We're vegan, gluten-free. We have allergies. So we wanted to make a very tasty cream that can go on just about anything. And you can even eat it with a spoon.
This year, we added a best sustainability-focused product because we received so many products with sustainability innovations that we wanted to highlight. Reveal was this year's winner with their Rose Mint Avocado Seed Brew. Let's hear the story.
Hello, I'm Shizel Bahirat, and I am the founder and CEO of Hidden Gems Beverage Company. What we do here is that we create innovative products and ingredients out of food waste. So our first product is an avocado seed brew. It's a gut healthy beverage made out of avocado seeds that has 3 times more antioxidants than a green tea, gut health benefits from the apple cider vinegar that we use, and just 1 gram of sugar in every bottle. I started this company because I actually am a food waste researcher, having done my master's in culinary arts and science. And during my master's program, I made guacamole for my whole class and ended up with a really small bowl of guacamole and a really big bowl of avocado seeds, and ended up doing my master's thesis on the avocado seed when I found out that 15 million pounds of avocado seeds go into the landfill every week in the U.S. And the company that I started, Hidden Gems, is just a way to figure out how we can explore all of the ingredients that we have to their fullest and let them live the best life and contribute to us as well as the environment through upcycling.
We also added a best kids product category, and our winner was Tiny Sprouts with their organic digestion booster plus vitamin D and probiotics. Let's hear a little more.
My name is Tina Rajani, and I'm the co-founder of Tiny Sprouts Foods, a minority female-led children's nutrition company that helps parents make every bite count through our range of organic super seed boosters, the first and only seed products designed for babies and big kids. Our 4 boosters are blends of cold milled seeds, probiotics, vitamin D, and other superfoods that can easily be added or hidden into any existing food to support a child's daily nutrient needs, improve immune and digestive health, and even reduce the risk of future disease. Co-founder Kim Pabla and I started Tiny Sprouts Foods to help fellow parents easily nourish their children and combat the daily stresses of picky eating. We're on a mission to plant the seeds for better childhood nutrition, enabling little ones to sprout, grow, and thrive to their best potential.
Another winner featuring nutrition-packed seeds was 4Good Granola, winner of Best Breakfast Food. Let's hear more.
My name is Kylie Fields, founder of 4Good Granola, where we make a premium, flavor-forward, no-oat granola that's both nutritious and indulgent. We believe that people who focus on health and wellness also want flavor and indulgence, and that's what we strive to achieve with all of our granolas. Buckwheat groats are the foundation of our granola. They're the whole seed of the buckwheat plant. And when they're slowly toasted, they take on this awesome crunch and great nutty flavor. They're also low on the glycemic scale, naturally gluten-free, loaded with vitamins and minerals. said awesome, nutritious, and taste component to our granolas. I founded the company back in 2021 when I was looking to merge my culinary profession with my personal connection to individuals with disabilities. I've got two superhero daughters, both of which have significant special needs. And the For Good basically supports our mission, where we give to organizations that engage, empower, and elevate kids and adults with disabilities.
And last but not least, the winner of Best Condiment, Awesome Sauce, with their ketchup. We had a little issue with their audio file, but fret not. Carl and Paul have their own podcast called Ketchup and Hustle, and I grabbed a couple clips so you could still get to know them.
Welcome to Ketchup and Hustle. I'm Carl.
I'm Paul.
And we are the co-founders of Awesome Sauce.
Thanks for having me, Carl.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
This is our first podcast of, together for Ketchup and Hustle, no?
The duo, yeah. We're actually catching up while we hustle.
I'd like to introduce you to Awesome Sauce, the world's first sustainability-focused sauce and condiment company. After months in our test kitchen, we have uncovered a proprietary new way to sauce responsibly. You take our awesome reusable bottle and you fill it to the line with water. You pour in our top secret sauce powder and you shake to get all the sauces that you have come to know and love. So I would like to invite all of you to join Paul and I on our journey to introduce a new type of sauce and take this massive plastic problem off of our kids' plates.
If you guys want to keep up with us in the meantime, please find us on Instagram at awesomesauce.co. Second way would probably go to our website and sign up for our newsletter.
That's a wrap for today. Thanks for celebrating our winners with me, and be sure to check out their websites and Instagrams and let me know what you try first. Thank you for listening in today. I'm so honored you joined me for this conversation, and I love hearing from you all with feedback, suggestions, or if you just want to say hi at podcast@startupcpg.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn. If you liked this episode, we'd love for you to share it with a friend or colleague, subscribe so you don't miss future episodes, and maybe even leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you aren't yet in our Slack community of founders and experts, we'd love to see you there. You can get the free invite at startupcpg.com and find all our other awesome resources there, like webinars, databases, the blog, the magazine, and virtual and in-person events. And if you found yourself rocking out to our intro and outro music, which I do every single time, make sure to check out the Super Fantastics on Spotify. It's the band of our Startup CPG founder, Daniel Scharf. I'm Jesse Freitag, your host and producer, and on behalf of the whole team at Startup CPG, thank you for being here and see you next week.